Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled, No More Death. Now here's Darlene.
Someone pointed out that every birth certificate comes with a death certificate attached. Yes, in the Bureau of Statistics, there are equal numbers of birth and death certificates for everyone. That's a solemn thought. But one day, no more death certificates will be filled out and no more funerals conducted. Death will be defeated forever. Isaiah tells us that God will, quote, destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. The Lord has spoken. Notice those phrases that describe death. The shroud that enfolds all people. The sheet that covers all nations. Pretty descriptive. No matter where you go in the world, whether it's to a little Egyptian village, a mountain hut in the Andes, or the home of a wealthy family in Hong Kong, death brings heart-wrenching pain. It's been the same ever since life began on this earth. But how marvelous it will be when God swallows up death forever. I like that word picture. Never again will we lose those we love, for death itself will be no more. On that day, God will not merely say, "Don't cry." Like a loving parent who takes his weeping child in his lap, he will wipe the tears from our faces. And when God wipes away tears, they are gone forever. What a day that will be. You can't avoid the fact that an equal number of birth certificates and death certificates are issued. But you can make sure you have a spiritual birth certificate. You can make sure your name is registered in God's book of life. You do it by believing that Jesus died for your sins, asking his forgiveness and acknowledging him as your Savior. As Isaiah said, "The Lord has spoken."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.